In doing so, what I want to do is I want to try to look at the future of our lending markets through the lens of how the field of economics is changing. Right? Because what's happened is over the last couple of decades, and certainly since the Great Recession, there has been a lot of talk and a lot of pressure put on the field because a great part of our inability not just to anticipate the Great Recession, but also we did a pretty poor job in trying to explain how to deal with it. So there's been pressure that's come from within the field, from Nobel Prize winning economists to central bankers to especially a lot of younger economists saying that economists need to change their toolbox. We need to change the tools that we use in analyzing how markets function. We're also getting a lot of pushback and a lot of pressure from outside the field, from a lot of economists who are growing more and more concerned about the inability of the field to really provide useful insights into a changing world. Now, that's not to say that over the last several decades, the field of economics has not changed. It has. But what has changed is our models have become much more mathematically elegant, much more mathematically sophisicated, much more mathematically beautiful and intricate. So while our models are becoming much more pristine and much more intricate, what's happening is the world out there that those models are trying to explain is getting messier and messier and more complicated and less pristine and less pretty. So what I want to talk to you about is how economists are trying to change our toolkit in part in two different ways. One, we're starting to borrow more and more from other fields.